This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, it is a bit of an unusual night, as we have seen some scenery from the nation's capital. And, of course, me standing there trying not to get shot by the snipers on top of the White House. I was told, though, I wasn't the only one that caused any trouble. Actually, I didn't cause any trouble. Nobody on my staff believes that. But Eric Metaxas, of all people, nearly got Salem Radio kicked out of the White House. He was actually, I don't know why this would get it kicked out. Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, the wife of Mitch McConnell, she had to cancel his interview on his show, and he said, "She's dead to me." And for some reason, some of her assistants heard it and got a little touchy about it and decided that they didn't want to, you know, put up with that. So they said, if you keep this up, you're going to have to be asked to leave. And it was kind of the capstone on the conversation when Phil Boyce, our 7.5 feet tall program director for Salem Radio, steps up behind the 4.5 feet tall Eric Metaxas and said, "Eric, get in the tent." And they went and had a conversation, something about a noogie, and I think that kept everybody in line. Anyway, it was a fun time in Washington this last week. But on Saturday nights, we like to open up the opportunity for the brilliant women of media to stop by and to share with us their knowledge and their insights. And my next guest is someone that I've never actually had in the studio on my side of the microphone. She's always been someone that's interviewed me over at the Fox News Channel. She's the religion editor and faith editor for the Fox News Channel, and her name is Lauren Green. The book is Lighthouse Faith, and it's so good to have you, Lauren. Thanks for being here.
This is the first time you've actually interviewed me, because I'm always interviewing you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you've had me on various. Well, and you do so many different things at the news channel. But there's a online broadcast that you do that's every week. What's the name of that?
It's called Spirited Debate.
And you usually roll the ball down the middle, and then someone like me and someone like Ellen Ratner try to tackle
fight,
it.
Fight. Yeah. You know, it's like
Well, we have fun. No, I think the spirit of debate can be very engaging if it's done well, and I think that you always do a good job of leading the discussion that way.
Well, I try to be the facilitator, the actual mediator, instead of, you know, I want the guest to actually go at it, and unless there's something particular that I think was needs to be said.
The shows at Fox are so different show to show.
Yeah.
And a story that I kind of get a kick out of telling is the first time that I went on Megyn Kelly's afternoon show, which was, I think she was the only one at the time that was doing a two-hour show as a solo host.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always paired with someone who was philosophically opposite than me. And I noticed right away that if you had kind of a weak argument, the attorney in her would kind of pounce on it. And it didn't matter if it was, like, I didn't know what Megan believed about whatever the topic was. She just could identify the weak argument and then hit you back on it. So over time, I started preparing much better, differently for that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first time I went on Bill Hemmer's morning show with Martha McCallum, I came out of the gate. They asked me some question. I literally did a rhetorical, like, knock the person out. And I look up, and Bill Hemmer's looking at me like, oh. And I was like, oh, this, I don't have to do that on this show. So, but you're more of the straight news. You ask the question, and then we respond.
Well, I like the guests to go at it. I mean, that's what I was trained to do as a journalist, is that the two sides really need to go at it and respond to each other.
Yeah.
I certainly have my opinions, but the format is geared for the people to actually say what they believe and give opposite points of view. You know, that's I'm not an attorney like Megyn Kelly, and
right.
I'm not a sports guy like, you know, Bill Hemmer.
No,
so.
But you're a great journalist. Lauren Green, the book is called Lighthouse Faith, God as a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog. I cannot wait to talk about even just the title of this book. But I want to ask a couple other questions about your day job, because I think a lot of people are fascinated by this. You cover faith as a journalist. What are the ups, downs, all arounds about that? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? What's some of been your best experiences?
Well, what I like about it is that I get to look at news stories, everyday news stories, and look through the eyes of faith. But then there, what I don't like about some of the challenges is that most people don't understand that every story has a faith angle. Mm-hmm. Every story has to do with somebody's ultimate trust. What is their fundamental trust? And this is the problem why things blow up in people's faces, because people always have a fundamental trust, and that is really a spiritual issue.
Hmm.
We're just the story I did yesterday about the little Charlie Gard in England, whose parents are fighting to get him over to the U.S. or to Italy to give him this experimental treatment, and it's almost appalling to a lot of people that the English High Court is preventing them from doing it, because they say he doesn't any more treatment is unjustified. Well, why is the government becoming the moral authority on what a parent wants for their
Absolutely.
Child? That is, to me, a spiritual issue that really points to how the secular humanist religion is the default religion of the marketplace, the worldview.
It has been probably since the late 60s, at least in North America. But it has, I mean, you look at most of Europe and you do see a largely spiritually dead zone. It's like the nerves are there, the churches are there,
right.
but when you tap on them, they don't. There's no reaction.
Right.
And those have become like historical landmarks now to go walk through and look at the
amazing
stained glass. But faith is really real in America, and I know that you've covered the Pope. I know that you've covered all kinds of things on behalf of Fox News. What's been one of the most surprising stories you reported on?
Surprising? I don't think there's really been anything that surprising. I mean, you know, 3 hours later, I probably will come up with something that I think was really surprising.
I remembered.
I think the biggest story out there, and I don't think people understand how huge this is the issue of religious liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a fundamental freedom in our country that is really being slowly eroded, and people don't realize this because, like I say, secular humanism has become the default religion of the marketplace. And so people don't understand why certain things now become an issue, because they believe this is right based on what? Based on a secular understanding of the world. Case in point, a bunch of Christian pregnancy centers in Illinois suing the state because the state has passed a law saying that they must basically tell their clients about abortion, about their options in abortion, about what's available. And they're saying, no, we're pro-life. You can't make us and force us to be the mouthpiece for abortion.
Right.
So say this is one that's coming up in Illinois. This is something that New York pregnancy centers have been fought as well. These are these little brush fires out there that say, you know, this is religious liberty an issue, and the secular government is now becoming the sort of moral authority on a lot of these things.
She has much more to say in a book called Lighthouse Faith, God is a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog. Lauren Green is her name, and she continues with us as we continue here on the Saturday edition of Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to be able to talk to you about such deep and concerning matters. Lauren Green, one of those really good people in the business of talk media, and what she does covering religion and faith at the Fox News Network is just really, it's on par with the best in the world. She's genuinely one of the best religion correspondents out there. And she does it with a smile, and she's so winsome. So I'm grateful responsible for that as well. When we continue, we'll get back into her book, Lighthouse Faith, and what it's kind of all about, how she wrote it, the kind of construct of the structure of the message that she had, and what she kind of saw as her inspiration in doing this. It'd be very interesting. Also, we're going to return to our Made in America Week coverage. Heather Nauert, formerly of the Fox News Channel, actually she and Lauren both had the same job, not the same time, but they both served as the morning news anchor for the Fox and Friends broadcast on the early morning show there on the news network. Lauren was the very first one they hired. She was the very first news anchor that the news network had. Heather just recently left that post to become the spokesperson for the State Department. And when we talk with her from the White House a little bit later this hour, she's going to tell us why Rex Tillerson is taking some time off. And is there any expectation that he's going to be leaving the employee of the president, given the fact that now the press secretary, the chief of staff, have all changed hands? What else is next? We will see if she has any insight on that, as we discussed from the White House lawn this week, live from our nation's capital. I'm Kevin McCullough. Also very thankful that tonight this portion of the broadcast brought to you in part by Balance of Nature. Veggies and fruits will help your nutrition improve. If you do not believe it, take their test. They will send you 2 free months of fruits and veggies if you will call and get details. 800-246-8751. Use my promo code when you call. That's 800-246-8751. My own personal story helped me overcome the flu in less than 36 hours when I was really, really down a couple of months ago. 800-246-8751. We are live from New York, and this is Radio Night Live every Saturday right here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, live shot of the TKTS booth in Times Square in New York. That's where you go to get your really deeply discounted tickets on shows that aren't very current. You can't get, like, Hamilton tickets, Dear Evan Hansen. You can't get any of the good stuff there. Come far away. Or if, what's that one about the... I'll figure it out. It's the musical about the airstrip in Greenland that took all the flights on 9/11. They had like 380 flights that landed in Greenland. They only had like, you know, room for like 12. You can't get those tickets there. You can get everything else there. You can get the Wicked stuff, et cetera, et cetera. We are in the midst of the Ladies' Lounge, and it's interesting. During the break, you should see Lauren Green get after the music. In fact, she made comments, you know, rap, hip-hop. She was known to do a little bit of jiving on the Fox News Channel as well. She'd play with that hillbilly band with Governor Huckabee on Saturday night sometime. But, Lauren, the truth is, music's a big part of your life, is it not?
Goodness, I grew up loving music. Music is my first language. Really, I really believe that's the language.
You ever played a duet with Condi Rice?
No, but I've wanted to.
That would be so cool.
I played a duet with Daniel Barenboim, who is the
also
the incredible,
impressive.
Yes. So.
Do you speak as many languages as Condi does?
No.
Have you ever met her?
Yes, I have. I actually met her when she played a concert with Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
Yeah. And I met her then, and
she accompanied Aretha, or just
she
made an
kind
appearance?
Of did it. And it was with the Philadelphia Orchestra, I believe. It was a concert. It was one of her dreams.
How do I get tickets to that?
I know exactly. Well, you have the same agent. That's why.
Oh, okay.
How you do that? So, but I remember meeting her there, and I was like, oh, it would be so great to play a duet with Condi Rice. Yeah. That would be just incredible.
Well,
maybe she'll hear this, huh?
Do you like football as much as she does?
I actually do love football.
Everybody knows that Condi's a huge football fan.
Yeah, I'm not as big as her, but. You know, when I was younger, I thought, you know, if I were a guy, I'd be a quarterback.
And you, well, that's only because you're so statuesque and so forth. Anyway, you were also part of Governor Huckabee's little sketch.
Plan in the band.
Yeah, the
Little Rockers.
But see, coming from a bit of a musical background myself, I know that genuinely classically trained pianists kind of resent playing on plastic keyboards.
Well, I didn't know how to do the whole band thing, and I was, when they asked me to do it, I said, you don't understand, I play classical music, I really don't know how to do this. So just play the chords, and the drums and the bass, they'll fill in the rest. I said, okay. So, you know, I'm like, you know.
Now, can you give me a score with the chords written out on them? Then we'll know.
Well, slowly I can do them. You know, the problem is that figured bass in classical music is a whole lot different from the kind of chords in Nashville kind of
right.
You know, pop music. So I'm figuring, you know, I'm thinking I'm playing a Bach fugue, and they're actually.
There's lots of sevenths and elevenths and ninths.
And they're playing, you know, some blues. So it's like,
But it was fun.
No, it was extremely fun. I got to play with some really incredible,
the guest artists that would come on.
Like Tanya Tucker, the guy, the twist, Chubby Checker.
And the governor, pretty good bass player.
Pretty decent, yeah, pretty decent. I was really very, music
that.
Is really, and this is why I've actually broken up the book into three parts and kind of, music is one of the applications, and the reason why I broke it up into three parts.
Music is one of the structures that you were talking about?
Music is one of the structures, and that was the first structure I actually saw the whole structure of the Ten Commandments in, and these have applications to our lives as well, but the structure is in the form of the Trinity. And I thought, boy, I could make this structure, I mean, the book was going to be like 3,000 pages long if I actually incorporated all the different kind of disciplines. I said, but you know what? No. Like Richard Swinburne said, you know, simplicity is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all you really need to do is break it down into three parts because that's the Trinity. If God is this, if the Ten Commandments are, in fact, a description of who God is, I only need to break it down into three parts, the three parts of the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And that's what I did in the book. And that's how it's structured so that the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit are not just their names, but their functions. And the Father is the covenant of laws, natural laws, the gravity, the electromagnetic forces, all the sciences that we kind of discover, I look at as a covenant.
Mm.
Not just laws, but a covenant because of a loving God creating an environment for us to live in. And then the second part is the Son. That's the sacrifice. That's biological growth. How do we understand that the idea of death, of life, of pain and suffering? That's because of the Son of sacrifice. And these elements exist in the world in a benign form in science, but they are, you know, God didn't just create another element of the world in order for his Son to die.
Mm-hmm.
It was already in the world at the time. He just basically went into his tool chest of things. And then the glory, that's the Holy Spirit. And this is the element of worship. This is what we put our hearts and minds into, and this is what sustains everything, because we must put our hearts into something. We must believe in something. We don't have a choice of whether to believe. We have a choice of what to believe.
It is really very cool, friends. You need to get a copy so that you can really dig deeper into what Lauren's just been able to touch on here. But I think you're going to be encouraged when you do. It's called Lighthouse Faith, God is a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog. And, you know, one of the things that I think that we can always work on, Lauren, is taking those biblical understandings that are inherently true, that we find throughout the created universe, and amplifying them.
Yeah.
The ultimate goal, I talk about this on the show a lot, I want to obliterate confusion, I want to amplify truth, and I want to pursue clarity. And I think that when we are simple and we provide those access points where people can say, that's what God is. Okay,
yeah,
now
yeah.
I can. It's not as scary. And in the secular universe that we opened our discussion with, this is the kind of thing that if we don't begin to build bridges as people of faith for those, there's going to be a lot that just will never be able to comprehend or grasp or even take the first step. And I don't think it's up to us to make sure that they get across the finish line, but we are supposed to be a doorway at every turn. And you've done that masterfully in Lighthouse Faith, and I want people to get a copy for themselves. Actually, get a couple. Give one to a friend. In fact, do a small study. Your small group or your Sunday school class would benefit from going through this book together. And I think it would be of huge benefit for you to do that. I'm not even sure they still have Sunday school classes, but if they do, I'm recommending that you that your Sunday school class could do that. And if you're not a person of faith, this might be an interesting book for you to contemplate, given the fact that she has some pretty strong assertions listed in there. But, you know, it's one of the reasons why Radio Night Live is what it is. We do not shun people because they dare to discuss religion or faith, and Lauren Green, the religion and faith editor for Fox News Channel, but a former news anchor for them, a former Miss Minnesota, and I think runner-up or second runner-up in Miss America at one point in time, one of the really, truly talented people in the broadcast industry today, and I'm happy for her and the success. Please take a look at the book, Lighthouse Faith, and go find a copy for yourself. I think you'll be challenged because you do. All right, the Made in America Tour Week continued, and Heather Nauert, the woman who used to do the job that that Lauren Green also did, will join me next. It is a reliving of our discussion from Tuesday, but it has to do with the State Department, and she's now the spokesperson there. So we'll get into that as the Made in America Tour kind of comes to a close finally on this Saturday night. Live from New York, I am Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys,
boys. Live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, and we are coming to you from the Radio Night Live studios. Glad to be back in my home base. Was in the nation's capital for much of this week, and it's just not the same. You know, you're not in your own bed, you're not in your own studio. But I was very honored to be part of the Made in America Days that we celebrated at the White House for this last week, where we were invited by the administration, some 22 talk show hosts, to come down and do something. something like 36 hours worth of broadcasting. We spoke with cabinet secretaries and different people that head up different departments. And one of the people that were not able to join us for any of the, he wasn't able to join any of the shows that were there, is the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. But his number one spokesperson, kind of the press secretary for the State Department, is a face that is pretty familiar. And when Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who canceled my show to go get on a helicopter and fly with the president instead of doing my interview, and a couple of other things went wrong, Heather came to my tent and she said, you know, I'd really love to sit down and talk to Kevin about what's going on at the Department of State. So I welcomed her. I was glad to have her because I know sometimes things in government don't exactly go right. You knew her from the morning days at Fox News Channel, where she would get up and give you the breaking news every single morning. But now she works for the State Department. Heather Nauert, Fox News, formerly, now the White House. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, thank you. And look, when you look what the cat dragged in.
Well,
so you couldn't get your other guests. I'm here.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, you know, Ms. Huckabee Sanders has to fly with the big guy when he goes off somewhere. So, right. And they're doing a Rust Belt event tonight.
Yes, they're on their way to Ohio tonight.
I love the fact that he never forgets the people that got him elected. Mm-hmm. You know, he keeps going back to Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania. But you work in a very different area of the administration. The people, you work with the people that are outside our nation's borders. What has it been like to go from journalism into the day-to-day dialogue and discussion about how the world is running?
Yeah, so it's fascinating. One of the things that I loved most in my news career was heading overseas and reporting on American interests abroad. And part of that was the beginning of the war in Iraq, for example. Mm-hmm. Going to Sudan, places like that, and seeing what was happening and the U.S. assistance that we were providing or any activities that we were engaged in over there. I loved those stories. I was passionate about telling those stories. My little brother serves in the military, so I care a lot about it. Coming to the State Department has really been a dream for me, and it's a true honor to serve my country. And I jokingly say this, the only way I think I'm probably qualified to do so. You don't want me to do your taxes, but I can handle the State Department. So I'm over there serving our country, and I love it. The people have been fantastic, and helping to promote America's priorities and foreign policy is a terrific job and a very important part of this administration.
I was told that about 15 minutes before airtime, you made a statement to another broadcaster here that Secretary Tillerson is going to be taking some time off. I want to make sure that I get the lead here. What's going on
he's
with the Secretary?
He's taking a couple vacation days. So,
That's it. So the media speculation that he's done and he's out the door.
I don't know. This was a pre-planned trip.
Okay.
The Secretary's off in Texas. He likes to ride horses, as a lot of folks know.
Good for him.
So I imagine that's what he's doing right now. He's passionate about that, and he deserves a few days off.
Look, sure.
He just got back from a major exhausting trip. He wasn't exhausted. I would be exhausted. Where he went to Ukraine, he went to Turkey, he shuttled back and forth between Kuwait and Qatar and Saudi Arabia and all of those places, and by the way, went to the G20 summit. So he just had a massive, massive schedule. So taking a couple days here and there, no problem.
Yeah. Let's talk about, and it may be hard for you to relate because you weren't there under the old administration, but as mm-hmm. best as you can tell, does this State Department have different priorities than the previous administration?
You know, I would say no in that when I got to the State Department, and this surprised me in a sense because I didn't know what to expect coming in from the private sector as a political appointee. But I can tell you this, the people who are working there love our country. They love our country whether they're working for a Republican or a Democrat, and they're pretty apolitical. I know that will surprise a lot of people, but I don't hear them making comments about politics. They're all about pushing the policy, and if the administration or the Supreme Court says, hey, this is the policy, then the State Department works to deploy that policy because people just want to promote what we have set forth here in U.S. foreign policy.
You mentioned all the places that Secretary Tillerson has just returned from.
Yeah.
What would you say are the guiding priorities for the department in this first year, the first couple of years of this administration?
Well, I think you have to look at things as what's the most important thing right now. What is the biggest risk? And we can do multiple things at once. You know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. But a top foreign policy priority is North Korea. And we have undertaken what we call a pressure pressure campaign, and that is working with our allies, working with our partners, working with our friends around the globe to put pressure on the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republican of Korea, and putting pressure on that country. We know that they have, obviously, a nuclear program. They have an illegal ballistic missile program that the world is outraged by.
That's understated, Heather, but we sure appreciate the fact that you're able to stop by and chat with us. Kevin McCullough, just a little bit of the recap of the week that was.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
888-676. All right,
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for making us your choice on Saturday nights. I know you've got a lot of options, and the fact that you choose to spend them with us is not lost on me. I'm also very grateful for the good people at the Christian Solidarity International. If you have not heard me discussing them during the breaks, you may not know that there are only three things that Christian Solidarity International focuses on: stopping the genocide, helping the Western governments of the world not supply arms for terrorists, and freeing enslaved, trafficked human beings. And friends, when you call and get in touch with them at 888-676-5700, you can find out more about the resources they have to stay up to date on what they're doing. But also you can find ways to get involved. And one of the things we're going to do at Radio Night Live this Christmas season is actually free human slaves. We have been given a unique opportunity with the government of Southern Sudan to work with Christian Solidarity International to actually help walk Northern Sudanese slaves to freedom in South Sudan. And we're going to do that as kind of their Christmas present for the coming year, because here's the thing about that. They're all Christians that are enslaved in that region of the world. So Christmas is an important thing to them. Having a new life is an important thing to them. So you can join us for that effort. If you want to plan on doing it, it costs $255 to set one life free. That's it. It seems remarkable to me that there are still 39,000 Southern Sudanese enslaved to the Northern Islamist slave traders. But we're working with the Southern Sudanese government, the folks of Christian Solidarity International, and for $255 we can set a life free one at a time. And it's not just getting their legal freedom. That does take care of that process. There's a certification. There's all of these things that go with them. It also gives them an entire host of supplies for them to start their life over with. Everything from grain to plant, a goat to help get milk and cheese into their diet, and relocation services to get them reconnected with family or at least geographical areas where they had been taken from. Some of them 30 years ago, they don't even know if their original homes still stand. But that's what we're going to do this Christmas, and we think we're going to impact a lot of people's lives. I want to see how many we can, but we're going to set people free for $255. That's like, what, $20 a month? For if you had to break it up on a monthly basis, you too could free a slave this Christmas and give them a brand new life. 888-676-5700, I believe, is the number. I don't have it on my screen right now. Nick, put that back up. That's it. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. All right, we've got a very interesting dynamic that's playing out. It's kind of a lower-rung story, but have you heard about the movie The Dunkirk, the attack? It's a historical movie. It happened. It all is absolutely, you know, true. You had these guys that were literally trapped, and they were facing impossible odds. It's interesting to see what women's magazines are saying about this movie. Because on Twitter today, I ran across a whole bunch of different entries in which Marie Claire, the women's magazine, was saying all kinds of things about this movie, and basically blaming it on the fact that it's about men. They were actually saying it's not a movie that men should watch now because it's just a celebration of machismo. I don't know who the ivory tower dwellers are that write the editorial pages for places like Marie Claire. I don't know why Marie Claire would even bother reviewing the film. If you're just a pure feminist who hates man, and you want to do what you want to do and not be, you know, not to be challenged or thoughtful or anything else, you just want to stay in your ignorant little corner of the world, that's fine. But do you know who the biggest loser on Earth is when men fail to act in ways that their strengths demonstrate? Women and children. The statistical studies prove it. But when a man is no longer in a home and there is a mom and children there, that home faces challenges that it did not face before. That's why marriage is important to try to hold together. When a father is not in the life of his son or daughter, that child is exponentially more likely to end up in a whole series of terrible things, from dropping out of school to trying drugs to getting mixed up with the wrong people to early pregnancy to even earlier sexual activity. There's all kinds of things that go wrong in a child's life when a father's not involved. There's all kinds of things that go wrong in a home where the husband and father is no longer there. And of course, in a marriage, if the man's not there, it's not a marriage. Suddenly, the life that was designed for two people to shoulder the burden equally on and to support one another through is now burdened by just one person. I would think Marie Claire, and I haven't seen Dunkirk, I intend to, I would think that they would be championing the message of character and strength within mankind, particularly within males specifically, because we have plenty of opportunity for males to be anything but male. We have people mad that men who wish to wear panties and put on dresses can't be in the military. They're angry about that. Have you ever just stopped for a second, shut the noise down that's going on all around us, you know, with all the, this protest and that group and these people and they're all in. Have you ever thought for a second what jihadists in the caves of Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan think about a military that is so schizophrenic it has to determine whether or not it's going to let men join who wear dresses? Military is not a democracy. You don't get to vote. You get to conform. You get to cut your hair, wear the exact same clothes as everybody else, polish your boots the same way. You get to say yes, sir, and no, sir. That's what you get to do when you join the military. It's not about self-expression. And this continued attack on manhood, I think, is just going to devastate future society. So thanks, Marie Claire, for doing your part. I don't really mean that, by the way. I'm Calvin McCullough. We're coming right back from New York. It is Radio Night Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
That's
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
So glad to have you on a Saturday night, a beautiful night in the New York area. Hope it's been a nice night where you are, and I'm hopeful that you got a lot out of the Made in America tour, that we were able to bring you some of those interviews for a second time or first time to this audience. My daily afternoon drive audience got some of that across the country, but Heather Nauert, Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, Bree Payton of the Federalist, Mandy Mayfield of the D.C. Examiner, and of course Lauren Green in our Ladies Lounge tonight with Lighthouse Faith. Just a joy to have all of you as part of the show, and we appreciate it. I did find the tweet that I was looking for. So this is the one that caught my eye earlier today. Dunkirk movie feels like an excuse for men to celebrate maleness, and don't they get to do that enough already, said Marie Claire earlier today. Don't they get enough opportunity to do that? Why? You're trying to de-masculate every area of life. I mean, feminism is trying to take football out of football. You've now got people that want to wear dresses and serve in the army and our fighting forces, which I'm sure our enemies look at and go, oh, that's great. And, you know, some millennial mouthed off to me this last week about, hey, Kev, why can't you just let the guys that want to wear the dresses fight in the thing? And I said, well, besides the fact that the morale is all jacked up, Bree Payton wrote about this. She talked about it earlier in the broadcast tonight. But what do you think the enemy thinks when they see men in female garb? And do you think that the women really want the men sleeping in their barracks? I mean, they had to send out memos under Obama telling them to get ready to see male anatomy in their showers and bath stalls. I mean, this is problematic. I believe that what the president did is quite in keeping with getting our forces trained to be the toughest, most lethal fighting force on planet Earth. And that's the only purpose that the U.S. military serves. It is not an experimental group designed for presidents to do whatever they wish with, which is how it was treated for the 8 years Obama was in office. So go see Dunkirk. Go see Dunkirk for the, if nothing else, affirmation of good men in this world. And hopefully we can create a few more as the days go by. Thanks to Landmark Capital. Thanks to MyPillow. Thanks to Christian Solidarity International. Thanks to, of course, Balance of Nature. And if you didn't get your two free sets of fruits and veggies tonight, call and find out how. 800-246-8751. Use the promo code KMC and join dozens of people getting their nutrition on track when you get 10 servings of whole fruits and veggies in every capsule. That's 800-246-8751. Two free months. Get the details. Use promo code KMC. Again, 800-246-8751. Now, next week, Melissa Francis of the Fox News and Fox Business Networks will be with us. We're going to talk about what life was like when she was part of that show. You may have heard it, Little House on the Prairie, 150 years ago. No, that's not true. Because Melissa is younger than me, and she was on that show. So don't be thinking that she's older than she is. Anyway, we're looking forward to that conversation. I'm Kevin McCullough. We are... we're out of time. But stick around if you're on Biz TV, because they're going to do the whole thing all over again right now. See you next week.
With you. there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
468.